is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Coach, thanks for taking the time with us.
No problem, Jason. Glad to do it.
Coach, congratulations on a great season. But before we start recapping the year, you know, let's touch on the Grayson game. Second round of the GHSA playoffs. First time that our Wildcats have been there in quite some time against the Grayson Rams, a team that you were pretty familiar with. And, of course, a coach on the other sideline that you're pretty familiar with as well. Let's start there, your relationship with Coach Carter and his time here. And do you think that helped the Grayson Rams from him being the coach over there?
Well, it didn't help us. I'll put it that way. You know, Adam's a really good football coach, and you know, I knew that when I hired him. And you know, when he worked here, I was always very impressed with him. And you know, he's done a good job as a head coach, and you know, he certainly had knowledge. He was with us long enough that he had a knowledge of, you know, what we do on offense and defense and, you know, kicking game, you name it. And you know, you can't just go in there and just change everything because he knows, you know. Mm. You know, so we did a few things differently, but you know, certainly I think it was a little tougher going up against him because of the knowledge he had about us and how we did things than it would have been maybe somebody else. But more importantly, he had some really good guys running around out there that, you know, they were pretty dang good football players.
Coach, they get the ball first. They drive down the field, and you know, they're making a drive. And then they, for whatever reason, decided to throw at Tyree Young, or at least on his side of the field, and I felt like he kind of baited the quarterback into that interception. But they tried to throw a post, and he jumps up and jump ball with the receiver, and he takes it, and interception, and now we got the football. Talk about that play.
Well, it was a great play by Tyree. We actually kind of blew the coverage a little bit. It wasn't Tyree's play completely to make, but we had kind of blown the coverage. But you know, luckily, Tyree, being as good as he is, he made up some ground and made a great interception, you know, and got us the ball back there. And you know, we didn't do much with it after the interception, but certainly got us off to a good start.
The first half of that football game, you know, stayed pretty close. We get to halftime with the game, you know, I thought, you know, the game's still pretty well within reach of us winning the football game. And in the first half, I felt like that they had done a really good job of getting pressure of when we wanted to throw the ball, pressure on the quarterback. And then also I felt like they did a really good job of our perimeter running game. We had a hard time getting to the edges. Did you feel the same way, or is that just something I saw?
No, you're spot on with that. You know, Adam and I, we actually talked yesterday. It's the first time we've talked since the game. And, you know, he said, you know, was telling me some of the things that they thought that they had to do and things they had to take away. And, you know, they did. They were taking away. They were overloading, you know, our outside kind of. And they were taking that away. But then, you know, again, we were having more success than running daily inside. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a really good first half. But, you know, you know, Adam, you know, he was going to try to stop what we did best. And I thought he did a pretty good job of that.
We had a chance there earlier in the football game to have another interception that I think would have been a pick six. Shamarion Gibbs from the safety spot comes up and had it in his grasp, and the ball just falls right off his fingertips. And I felt like that was a big momentum shifter in the game. Game was still close at that point, and if we get that pick six, you know, who knows?
You know, yes, I thought there was a sequence there, and the game was close. I mean, we were tied 7-7. We had scored on the first play of the second quarter to tie the game up, and then we held them. And on third and long, they try to throw a pass out in the flat, and Jake Lindsey makes a really good play, and Shamarion has got the ball tipped right to him in his hands, and he's kind of trying to juggle it as he starts running and drops it. I mean, you know, he's going to score if he catches that, and we're up 14-7. So on fourth down, they punt, but then what made it even worse, you know, is that the very first play we ran after the punt, you know, we gained about 7 or 8 yards with Jaden Daly, but as he's going down, they stripped the ball and ran it back 76 yards for a touchdown because we had a 40-something yard punt return, and the very next play we turned it over for a scoop and score. And so, you know, instead of us being up now possibly 21-7 because, you know, we're inside the 30 after the punt return, you know, and we ran up interception back, you know, now all of a sudden it's 20, you know, it's 14-7 them, and you know, I felt like it should have been 21-7 us. And you know, to make it even worse, a little bit later in the second quarter, you know, we had a wide open receiver, we ran a little trick play, a halfback pass, we had a guy wide open and we dropped it. So you know, I felt like at halftime we should have been up 28-7. You know, felt like if that were the case, we would be, you know, in control of the game completely. But, you know, instead we wind up down 14-10 because we dropped that pass, had to kick a field goal, and they had scooped and scored our fumble for their second touchdown. So, you know, I felt like, you know, we had not played great in the first half. We had wasted some huge opportunities, though, that could have put us in the lead. And that was kind of the feeling going into halftime.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, Coach, before we jump to halftime, there is something I wanted to ask you. We scored a touchdown in the first quarter, or right there at the second quarter, right there to get the game tied, where, to me, from the booth, it looked like that we had a busted play and that Mason found Denigel Cooper down the field for the touchdown. Was that something you guys drew up? Because if so, man, that worked. That was a really good, well-called play.
Well, no, it wasn't a busted play. We had run something similar a couple of times this year where we faked the same backfield action and had the halfback run, running the pass route. But We had worked it earlier in the year where we were throwing the ball to Sage. But, you know, Denigel hadn't caught a pass all year, and, you know, he's got good hands and stuff. So literally in our walkthrough on Thursday, the place we stayed, we did it to both sides. And, you know, Denigel looked good doing it, and we felt like, you know, they wouldn't pay much attention to him. So they did not. You know, he blocked first like he was supposed to, and then just slipped out, and they never saw him. And, yeah, he was wide open, and, you know, it was hilarious. The walkthrough, when we called, you know, we told him what we were doing, he started spitting on his hands and rubbing his hands together. We said, "We can't do that tomorrow night now. You know, you can't do that when we call this play." But, you know, I told him on Thursday, I said, "When we do this," I said, "don't y'all get a celebration penalty because it's going to be there. I'm just telling you." And it turned out that, yeah, it was a good play. Denizel was really excited.
He made a great catch, too, because, you know, Mason had a guy in his face and, you know, just kind of heaved it up and left it a little short where Denigel kind of had to stop and then scoop it off the turf, so it wasn't right there in his breadbasket. Easy catch.
Well, Denigel's a great athlete. I mean, he's got, you know, those kind of skills. If you've ever seen him play basketball, he's really good with the ball. And so, yeah, it was we'll have to find a way to do that more next year for sure.
For sure. All right, Coach, so we get in the half, and if memory serves me correctly, it's 14-10. We're down. And, you know, they come out. We get the ball first in the second half, and we didn't do much with it, and we kick it back to them, and then they put up a score and start to distance themselves from us.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get a good start to the half. I mean, on first down, we came out of halftime at first down, and we had a motion penalty. You know, it was first and 15, and we lost yardage on the second down, and we wound up punting. And then they went on if I'm not mistaken, I think they ran like a 12-play drive or something there and scored. And, you know, now we're behind 21-10. And it stayed that way for a long time, and then we held them. They had another long drive, and we held them, intercepted a pass in the end zone, actually. But just we made a mistake there and turned the ball over inside the five, and they scored again. And, you know, at that point in time, it was, you know, for all practical purposes, the game was over. But, you know, we didn't move the ball great in the second half, but we didn't get many choices. You know, I think we had run five offensive plays, and we were halfway through the fourth quarter because we couldn't get them off the field. And they did a good job. And, you know, I told Adam after the game that he had done to us what we had been doing to people this year lately, and what we've done in the past is they had the lead and they were just going to run the ball and milk the clock. And you know, they got momentum doing it, and we had a hard time stopping them.
There's a play late in the football game where, you know, they're up against the goal line. They're about to score. And inexplicably, they decide to get cute and run a jump pass, which is the interception you're talking about. And then, you know, that sequence, as you're talking about, we get the football back deep in our own territory, and then we fumble it. And the ball, what I thought was an interesting, at least, you know, from up in the booth, it just looked like an interesting play where that fumble rolls back into the end zone in front of Mason Robinson. And, you know, of course, he's got 100 different things he could have thought to do, and then he decides to try to knock the ball out of the end zone to, you know, keep them from scoring a touchdown. And, you know, then they recover the ball right outside of the goal line and score anyway. Talk a little bit about that sequence, Coach, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, first of all, it was probably a bad call on our part. You know, it was an 11-point game, and we called a gadget play there that you know, we felt like would be there and didn't work. And, you know, yes, the ball gets kicked into the end zone, and Mason looked like he tried to scoop it up. Somebody grabbed him, and, you know, the ball came out. And, you know, I wrote in my notes after the game, and, you know, whether he would have done it had we reminded him of this or whatever, you know, it's just one of those situations. We'd have been much better off had he just fallen on it, because if they get a safety now, it's still a 13-point lead, and you know, we're out there playing defense. But by the ball getting kicked out or him throwing it out of the end zone, pushing it out of the end zone, they get on the 1 yard line and score the next play. So, yeah, that was not a good sequence for us. And like I said, you know, at that point, you know, from that point there, you know, we're in the fourth quarter, we're down 18. They've got all the momentum in the world. You know, for all practical purposes, it was pretty much a done deal.
Yeah. After the game was over, Coach, you know, I saw you after the game, and I could tell that, you know, you felt like that was a winnable game that we didn't get. What did you tell your kids after the game?
Well, I told them that, and I said, you know, I'm disappointed in the game and disappointed in the outcome, but I wasn't disappointed in the team. Mm. From where we came from, you know, this year to where we were, I felt like they had done a really good job. And, you know, it was disappointing, the game itself was, because I felt like they handled the trip really well. Mm-hmm. They were very mature. Everything went well on the trip. And, you know, I felt like we were going to go in there and we were going to go play great. And, you know, we just were off. It just seemed like all night to me we were just a little bit out of sorts. And I didn't expect that. And, again, you know, don't know why. You know, it was a step they hadn't been at in a while. And, you know, don't know if we were a little tight. Don't know. But, you know, we had, you know, like 5 or 6 procedure penalties, you know, that pre-snap stuff that we hadn't done in a long time. You know, we turned the ball over. I guess we had, 5 fumbles the entire year, you know, and we happened to have 2, you know, in that game, and you know, one of them that they scoop and score. And so, you know, we didn't punt the ball as well as we had been. We didn't kick the ball as well as we had, you know, and we didn't coach as well as we had been. Now, you know, it was just one of those nights. And, you know, you I've always felt like if you go win a state championship, you got to win one game ugly. Mm. And, That one, I felt like, even though we did not play well, I still felt like we could have won it, and that was very frustrating.
All right, more to come on the Jeff Herring Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suits, patio furniture. Luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coach Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. The segment is brought to you by Brunswick Furniture, Brunswick Adventures, and by Jessup Furniture. Okay, Coach, so, you know, our season ends. We finish 8-4 on the season. Number 2 seed, we beat Lowndes and Valdosta in the same season. You toss in a Richmond Hill win, 3 region wins, a number 2 seed, a first-round playoff game at home, and then a first-round playoff win against East Coweta at home. Coach, we started the year 0-2. And, you know, lost to a double-A team first game of the year, and then here we are in the last 16 teams standing in 7A.
Yeah, I told my wife the other day, I said, my first year as a head coach, I lost my first 2 games, and we finished 8-4. And I said, everybody was happy, you know. This year we lost our first 2 games, and we wound up finishing 8-4, and everybody was happy again. I said, man, things have sure changed, but – you know, there used to be a day here at Camden County where you could go 13-1, you know, and everybody be disappointed. You know, we want to get back to that. I'm happy with the way our kids responded this year. And make no mistake about it, because when we were 0-2, you know, we had lost 2 games we should have won probably. And, you know, a lot of people gave up on us. A lot of people doubted us, and our kids did not. And our coaches did not. And, you know, my hat's off to this year's senior class, because, again, you know, you're sitting there 0-2 after a 4-7 season. And, gosh, heck, we had lost, like 8 games in a row, you know, over 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'd never been through anything like that. And you know, so the way they fixed it, you know, we came out against Glenn Academy and played real well. Mm-hmm. You know, then we got into our Florida loop of our schedule and, you know, kept getting better and, you know, went on the road against a really good Richmond Hill team and had to come from behind, you know, and then to beat Valdosta and Lounge here, who both, you know, hadn't beaten in a while, and both of them had good football teams, and then to get a good playoff win. You know, there's a lot of positives that happened this year. But, you know, again, I'm happy with it and all that, but I want us to get back to the point where we're disappointed if we don't win the state championship. And we're on our path to do that. Again, it's just a mindset, and we want our fans, we want our community, we want our kids to have that mindset again.
Coach, you've got 22 seniors that are going to move on. You're going to replace them with, if my count's right, 44 juniors that will become seniors. So you'll double your senior class next year. And then, you know, it's no secret that you've got a group of sophomores and freshmen that some think are really, really good. So those sophomores become juniors, those freshmen become sophomores for next season, and you look up and you look how things are lining up, you know, to me it looks like we've got a chance to be even better next year than we were this year.
Well, we should be. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. You know, we should have been better this year than we were last year.
Right.
You know, we should be better 2 years from now than we will be next year, unless the natural progression. But, you know, those 22 seniors sure did do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really good football players in that group, and there's some really good leaders in that group. And, you know, some of those seniors that we're having to replace are not going to be easy to do. But we played more juniors this year, played more sophomores this year than a normal Camden County season. And that's a good sign. But, you know, we got to have a good off season. You know, and those kids have got to get bigger and stronger, and they've got to continue to grow, and then they've got to turn into the leaders. You know, sometimes it's easier to play when you don't have the responsibility to lead on your shoulders, and we got to find out and identify the guys that can do that. But, yeah, there's some special players coming in our younger classes and in our upcoming senior class. So I'm excited about those possibilities. Only negative, and you know, it sounds like I'm bad mouthing again, but you know, everybody in our region was relatively young this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only bad part. We were playing a lot of young kids, but you know, so was Colquitt, so was Lound, so was Valdosta, and so was Richmond Hill. So, you know, what we've got to do is we got to make sure our young kids outwork and outprepare and all that, all their young kids, and make sure we're better than them when we get there.
Coach, any kids that, you know, obviously, you know, the 22 seniors that are moving on, you know, and the kids that you got moving up, any kids that have already kind of been at the top of your head, be like, yeah, you know, I think this kid might be a standout for us?
Well, I think, you know, any of our sophomores and juniors that played this year, you know, that you know, we trusted them enough to put them out there. You know, I think they're going to fit that role that you're saying. And we had several that do it and to do that. But, you know, there's still some question marks. We've still got some more that we really need them to grow up this year. You know, again, depth is such a big issue when you're playing 7A football. And so it's not enough to have 22 of them. You know, you need 44 of them. And so we've got a lot of those kids that are kind of on the fringe of that right now that didn't have to be a part of it this year. That I think that's the critical part, is we've got to get them ready to play, and we've got to get them bigger and stronger in the weight room as well.
You know, kids, the coach, the kids like to say this and that hits different, right? And so when the game was over, something that stuck out in my mind, when the game was over, the Grayson game, and, you know, I'm walking down the bleachers, packed up, ready to go. And I start thinking about the season, and I start feeling good about what we did. Second round of playoffs, all the stuff that we mentioned before. I started feeling good about the team. And then I walk out on the field, and I, you know, I go and find you to congratulate you on a great season, and I just see it in you, that you're so disappointed that you lost that game, that you completely expected you and your kids to get by Grayson, and that you hadn't had that moment yet of, oh, we accomplished a lot. You still were thinking about the opportunity to move on. And to me, I'll never forget that because it hit different. I think most coaches would have been like, oh, thank you, Jason. We did have a good year. And you were like, nah, we should have won this game.
Well, some people might say I'm a little warped, Jason, but, you know, I've just always been that way. I can remember very, very little about any game I've ever coached in that we won. But I remember everything about the games that I've coached in that we've lost. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if there's something wrong with me. I don't know. But it does always, when I was talking to our seniors this morning, I mentioned to the fact to them that, you know, I lost my last high school football game. And I've never recovered from it. I've never recovered from it. I start thinking about it now, and I want to throw things. I get mad, and you know, I know what that feels like. And so, you know, I'm never happy if we don't win the last one for them, because I know what it feels like. And so, yes, I always feel that way. You know, anytime you get beat in the playoffs, you know, you feel that way. I know I do, and it takes me. You know, it was 3 or 4 days before I looked at my cell phone or got on my computer or, you know, did anything. And, you know, then after that, I think maybe the day before Thanksgiving, I sent a message out to our players or something. And, you know, and then I didn't watch the film until the day after Thanksgiving. And, you know, again, maybe it's a flaw in my upbringing. I don't know. But, you know, I felt like we were good enough to win that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I'm going to feel that way every year, but you know, our kids did a great job this year, and I am proud of them. And you know, as I said, I guess to summarize it, I was disappointed in the game. I was disappointed in the outcome, but I wasn't disappointed in the team and the year they had.
And that is a great place to end things, Coach. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Heron, I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats. Cats are back.
All right.